Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for Astrological Perspectives, hosted by Daryl Gaines, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Ah, hello everyone. Welcome to Astrological Perspectives with Daryl Gaines, your host. And today I have two wonderful guests. First up, Sonia Bala, and then Gary Guerrier. Both, by chance, have the sun sign Aries. And here we are today with the moon in Libra. So they're going to bring us some full moon energized energy. I'm so looking forward to speaking with both of them. But first up, I want to talk about the summer. I hope that everyone had a wonderful summer. I know the work that I do with my clients, in many ways, it's been challenging collectively. There's been a sense of sometimes fighting change. In my feeling, it's more transformation because it comes back to the main event. Pluto coming back retrograde all summer long since May. It had entered Aquarius, gave us a sneak preview, in Capricorn, where it was since 2008, for 16 years. It made it abundantly clear that we were taking a deep, deep, deep look at collective power, collective structures, and internally our power, our need to transform. It moving retrograde has, I feel, created a need to look at secrets and lies, both collectively and personally. I know, again, with my work with clients, this has been the case. And personally, I can attest to that in my personal chart with, shall I say, without giving too much privacy away, having my ancestry done and things being revealed, many, many, many years later. That said, not only Pluto, but Neptune and Uranus. These are three outer planets. Outer planets are planets that are felt tremendously with the collective. All three are in the third act. So that is added to the challenges. However, on the other side is a profound rebirth, both collectively and personally. So I ask my listeners to hold on. Many of you have been facing these challenges. Many of you have been dealing with secrets and lies, gaslighting, untruths. But I promise you, this is as if we're at the last summit of Mount Everest in this profound collective transformation into higher consciousness, into truth. There will be so much truth as we enter 2025. So, without much further ado, I want to present a very wonderful human being, a very extremely talented artist, film director, film writer, but also spiritually conscious being, my friend, Sonia Bala. Good afternoon, Sonia. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. Good afternoon to you as well. Thank you for the lovely introduction and the recap of some of the PowerPoints of our collective and individual astrology that we've been faced with this past few months.
And as a friend, we were discussing, and before I go into that, please, you're a double Aries. I want that ego to shine right now. Tell us about all the wonderful things that you've done.
Oh, my God.
As an artist.
I think I'm a triple Aries.
Yes, you are.
A lot of fire. That's why I like to be by the ocean, where I've been fortunate enough to live for the past 30-some years, and even as a child, always drawn to water. I think it helps keep everything in check for me, and just feels right. So, I am a creator. I've always been a creator through words and images, and found myself walking away from law school and walking onto a film set, which the first one was with Al Pacino. I went on to do several movies with him and then worked my way into the Directors Guild of America. And I've had the privilege of collaborating, working alongside some phenomenal directors, going back as far as Sidney Lumet and Alan Pakula, and then M. Night Shyamalan, The Sixth Sense, and Unbreakable, and Jason Reitman, Thank You for Smoking, and Up in the Air, and Ron Howard, Ransom, and The Grinch, and EdTV, and Paul Thomas Anderson. So some really phenomenal directors, Joe Russo of the Marvels, that have really, you know, I stand on their shoulders and learn so much. And it's stuff that you can't learn in film school. You know, it's that practical experience that I feel is so necessary. And then all along I've been writing, and now my two paths have come together. So very soon we'll be seeing films written and directed by Sonia Bala. So that is very exciting, and it's certainly been a long runway is leading to takeoff, and I can't believe I stuck through it at times. But,
yes.
You know, when the calling is so strong, you try and walk away, but you get pulled right back. So that's also been interesting. So here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. And, you know, Sonia, your birth promise, that moment of birth for all of us, as above, so below, our birth chart, and that piece that defines our purpose in this life is so powerfully placed with that Mars energy. It's in Aries, and it's in your third house, the need to speak and the need also to uncover wounds through your creative objectives. You've got so many planets in Aries, but they also, you know, straddle what I consider to be the most powerful point in the chart, the nadir, the bottom, where your Sun and your Saturn sits, right on the foundation of life for all of us, which I feel is very profound, because you're also benefiting from not only the ability to tap into universal power, but also personally into the ancestors. And your work is that of the universe, I feel. Because, yes, you're an artist, but it occurred to me, you know, a few years ago, now that I've known you, that you truly are a spiritual artist. You are here through, clearly, creative, but here to minister through entertainment. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and you know, you've been so helpful and supportive in helping me become more aware of, or bring, you know, shine the light and illuminate truths that are true. Obviously, it's a truth that pertain to me that I sometimes would struggle with. You know, it's like I can see the garden, but I don't know all the flowers. I don't understand the potency of them. I'm not sure, you know, what to do with all of them. And with you, I've been able to, you know, get a better understanding and definitely how to use, you know, some of my attributes in the most positive and beneficial way, as you say. And, yeah, I guess it's worth noting that at two important times, I guess, in anyone's life, 21 and 40, I experienced near-death experiences. So I've had two near-death experiences where I have crossed over. And coming from a family of pure scientists who don't believe in any of this. And by the way, my ancestry is Indian. So you would think they believe in reincarnation and the soul and, you know, so much spiritual awareness, which is what I've been studying, but they do not. They're very driven by hard science. And so that kind of kept me quiet, you know, because I was like, if I share what I've experienced, they're gonna lock me up.
Yes.
And but slowly, as it became more, I became more more in my own authority and able to, you know, grasp that this is all truth. And of course, I went on a very big path of study. A path of study up the mountain for, I would say, since 2010, because that was a second NDE, it was 2009. So, you know, so curious, like, come on, I know I've seen people on the other side, and then they would communicate, and I would test it. So I was like, this is real. And then people who are involved in this, I suddenly would become, you know, be interacting with. And that also was very helpful. And through the study of neuroscience and neuroplasticity and the quantum verse and all our ancestral, and I never really studied religion, but it was interesting to me, some of the information I would receive is what is, you know, the most powerful tenets across all religions. So all of this has definitely been informative in the stories that I will be sharing in a very digestible way for a global audience. That's, like, easy to, like I said, digestible, and it's palatable. It's tasty. It's like, you know, I say it's kind of like a gummy vitamin.
And blessings, too. That initial experience of the material world. And this is no slight at your parents, but, you know, you were born with a moon, sun, Saturn, in Aries. That sun, Saturn, reality, limits, working within structure and order. At the same time, that energy is in total harmony with that last part of the chart, which I feel in many ways is one of the most powerful, because it is limitless. Once you've worked with structure and order, honestly, and then you let go, there is that connection to divine energy. And your chart speaks volumes for it and of it. And those limitations, those initial limitations of entering the world, perhaps structurally in the legal field, it all makes sense. So you can take that foundation, those limits, and then what you present what you minister through your art is limitless. It really is. The possibilities are endless.
Ah, see, I learn more every time we speak. This is beautiful. I'm excited to be limitless.
Well, you know something, Sonia, I wish, you know, everyone could have their chart done, and not so much that I want to do everyone's chart, I would love to, but I wish that all astrologers would identify with that aspect that 80% of the chart is very much about the equation that 1 and 1 equals 2. And then as we become more and more aware through the cycles, through the progress lunations, through literally maturity, then we realize it's basically the Wizard of Oz. We always had it at the bottom of our 2 feet. Mm-hmm. So let go. And that's something about the energy now, this Plutonian energy, where we're dealing with such profound transformation, such profound enlightenment, but importantly, resistance to it. Do you feel that? The resistance to truth. So we get gaslighted.
Yes. And that has been, I see it so much in the collective, even with many of my own friends, you know, talking about the future of not only our country, our beautiful country that I love so much, the United States of America, but also the interconnection with the world.
Yes.
And I see so many people just hold on to the past, and they even refer to the past. Well, this happened when this happened, and so, so that same thing's going to happen again. And it's like, why are you stuck in these ways?
Not to cut you off, just think how they wanted to correlate, the convention this year with Chicago of 68. They were completely different. You see how there was always this simmering belief that it was going to be unrest, when in fact it was perhaps the best convention in the history of the Democratic Party, in my humble opinion.
Yes, totally. I mean, I totally get that. And just everything, every single thing I feel, and I speak with, you know, Some of my friends are so super, successful and very, very highly educated. And what stresses me out is that oftentimes they don't trust themselves in making their own opinions. It's always based on, like, data or what happened in the past.
And
I would love to blow every single algorithm to bits, because that's just killing our own sense of thought, our own sense of opinion, our own sense of creativity. It's why are we becoming more bots when we actually need to become more human?
Can you sing in the choir of the planet of change, Uranus? It's like you are the template. I love that. Why can't we own our individuality?
Yeah, and our own thought process.
Yes, our own thought process. It's so important. And again,
it's so important, and it goes back to our intuition, which is like a sense that is going to be coming and becoming very strong. I mean, we as humans, I see our intuition getting so strong. I see discernment getting stronger. I see telepathy getting, you know, because we have to stay ahead of the computers, you know.
Yes.
So the children coming in right now are so highly evolved, and we have to. So it's either like, you know, you're going to get caught in this limited world of your beliefs and listen to all the talking heads on TV or read every single review before you make your own instinctive choice. And, you know, I don't know, you're just stuck in this fishbowl where, like, we have the whole ocean, you know, of exploration and discovery. And we have all these abilities. Every single person has them. You know, and the more you use them, the stronger they get. But if you're just going to rely on, you know, whatever and get stuck scrolling on social media.
Absolutely. It's so limiting. And we've fair and square moved to free thinking, higher consciousness. But I believe over the last years of this entrance into the age of Aquarius, just look at how the New York Times was able to close a show with a review or open a movie with a review. Now the thought of one person having that sort of power has gone away. It's been put back into the hands of the people. And I think that's wonderful. I also know that, you know, Pluto in Capricorn, when it entered, we had the financial crisis, and here we are dealing with the last 29 degrees, 16 years later. It's fascinating, and it's not about having another one. It's about moving forward. We are going to be better. On that note, Sonia, we've got to go to a commercial. Can you please stick around for another segment?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, fantastic.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Gaines with Astrological Perspectives, and I have the wonderful, wonderful dear friend of mine, Sonia Bala. And you know, Sonia, we were talking the other night, and you read a quote to me that resonated deeply, and I said, deeply with me, but also with you, and because in different ways we have that independent streak in our charts, I'd like for you to share that quote with us, please.
Sure, my pleasure. So the quote is, most people aren't jealous of things you have or even the way you look. It's always the energy, your aura, your electricity, the vibe you emit. It shakes them up and awakens dormant frequencies that remind them they can be better but choose not to. You got them shook. Keep going. And that's why the love change.
Wow. I love that. And again, our birth charts are energy. And here you are with all of that powerful Mars energy so potently placed in your chart. Such a stellium of planets with Mars energy. And sometimes, especially when we are younger, especially during the adolescent crisis or in our 20s, we're walking around with what we don't know. And I feel, you know, through the cycles, especially the astrological cycles, we start to step into ourselves with that first lunar return. And I've said this before, Sonia, on my show, that it's so important for people to identify the lunar return. It's critical. It begins at the age of 26, and it runs concurrently with the Saturn return. So it starts with an inside job, and it becomes an outside job. So at 26, we start to get to know ourselves. It's a process. But that said, prior to that, many times we don't realize what we have, and we can have, you know, that feeling of just being lost at sea. And that's why it's so important for parents, for even young people, to have their charts done, to give them that awareness. So, for instance, you know, that quote, for someone who has that light and not to be disturbed by others picking on you. Makes sense?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I would always read my Aries horoscope in the newspaper, you know, I couldn't wait to read it when I was little, knowing that, you know, a lot of people back then, it was like, what, you know, it was alongside with the cartoons. You know, no one would even give it any mind, and it's such a true science. And you know, I'm just over the moon, no pun intended, with all the, you know, the study now of astrology and people like yourself who've studied it for, you know, it's been your life's work, and being able to distill it down to all of us to help. You know, navigate our weather forecast, as you so clearly put it one day, you know, and it's like, it's very, very helpful. And even as women, our menstrual cycle is tied in with the moon. You know, the moon affects all the water, and we're so much water. And
yes.
Then the sun and the sun's energy and its potency. I mean, we all saw it. It was like, very obvious to everyone. We just had that, you know, eclipse in April where it became night and how all the creatures came out in
yes.
the middle of the day. So, I mean, and the stars, like, they definitely, I believe we're made up of all that, you know. So, and I know that this science is there's truth and there's, but, you know, an astrologer is what helps you, just like, you know, you can go and get a medical assessment and know, okay, like, this is what I need to be on the lookout for. This is my strengths. This is not my strengths. This is where what we can work on. And I see that the same way with the astrological forecast.
Yes.
I think they're amazing. And the more that, you know, you can be of help or of service, rather, at any age is another tool in your toolbox.
And when you have a stellium, and stellium for my listeners is a more than three or four planets in one sign, as you do, and especially to have the sun and moon being born on a new moon in Aries, and having Saturn, the planet that takes us from the home to be successful in the outer world, also in Aries. That's very powerful. So, you know, normally I shy away from sun sign astrology, but when you were reading that prior, to having your chart done, of course it resonated deeply because of all of that Mars-Aries energy in your chart, but also that need to express yourself or wanting, you know, you had something to say because where it's placed in your chart, in the third house, and it straddles with the fourth, you had something to say from your soul. It was so powerful, and there was such an urgency with that birthright. And, you know, through the other elements in your chart, through time, and when I say through time, and that's something that's very difficult for a Mars person because you wanted it yesterday, but now you can see the fruits of your labor and the need sometimes to pause, not to put your head in the sand, but to be busy working and waiting for that moment. And the moment is now, collectively and personally, I feel.
I would love it to be now. I love when we went back into, when we were in Aquarius, those are just delightful months. And then, of course, it got challenging again. So I'm so ready for the age of Aquarius. Like you said, I wanted it yesterday.
Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It has been very, very challenging these last several years. But I also know, and I say this with arrogance, that our eyes should be burning because the future is so bright. And I just want everyone to hold on through the rest of this year, because come January, February, we're going to see and understand a lot of the why. On that note, Sonia, we're going to have to close, but I just want to thank you so much. You are such a gift. I look forward to your brilliant work, your creative work, your spiritual work. And I know the two trains are meeting in a very profound, unique way that may even surprise you. So keep doing what you're doing, because as above, so below, you're doing the work of the universe. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Daryl, thank you so much. That means the world, the universe, and it was an honor to be on your podcast, and I just am so grateful for all the insight I'm able to receive from you. Your guidance has been extraordinary, even down to where locations where I need to be, or it would be best for me to celebrate my birthday, which we can talk about on another podcast.
Yes, we will. Let's talk astrocartography the next time. Thank you,
okay.
Sonia.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Astrological Perspectives with Daryl Gaines, and I have the amazing, amazing Gary Guerre on. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Gary and I have been friends for nearly 30 years, so not only have I watched his chart move and the beautiful cycles, the challenging cycles, the triumphs, the challenges, and the consistency. As I said with Sonia, you know, I have, by sun sign, I have two Aries guests today. The moon is in Libra, and I can feel both of your energies so much. It's resonating, and I'm so excited for both of you and for you, Gary. You're stepping into it, and you know, in spite of all of the challenges, putting one foot in front of the other and believing in yourself and living the promise of your birth chart, the promise of the purpose at birth. So tell us, tell our my listeners about you.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. The first part of my life, and it says it in my chart as well, was pretty much dramatic, sort of like a dumpster fire, right? And it was just so difficult as a child, that at 10 years old, I was thinking about suicide because I couldn't believe that as a child, life was just so hard. Between, you know, an abusive household and, you know, being molested, it was very, very difficult. And so the triumph of it, right, is our charts, right, it's a journey, right? And you have to experience the whole thing.
Yeah.
So in all the triumphs and all the difficulties, right, it blossoms into where you're supposed to be. And you
Absolutely.
Say it all the time, as above, as below.
Yes. And may I speak for that initial trauma, and I don't want to speak in cliches, Gary, because all of us have wounds and traumas, but all of our charts are very different, too, and how they're placed and the energies. And as I told you many, many years ago, you came into the world with a promise to have something special. We're all special, but as a leader through helping, through art, as a creative being. And to be born with so much top-heavy energy, where so much of the energies that make us want to be successful in the world, in your chart, at the top of your chart, it's very difficult when that is not nurtured in the initial home environment. But at the same time, there's such a powerful will. And we all have that point in our charts. But how it's placed in yours, there was a need for a metaphoric death. And through that awareness, that profound awareness, you were able to claim your power. Perhaps through some missteps, as we all do, but you have claimed it. And here you are. Here you are, not only as an actor, not only as a producer, as a writer, director, with a slew of films as a director. I knew this way back in the mid-90s. I knew that you were going to have this moment, and I have to say to the world how proud I am of you. Because in spite of the opposition, you're living to tell. And that speaks volumes for your chart. So please tell us all about this wonderful news with your new film.
Well, thank you so much. And what I also realize, right, is I had to go through all those things, right, to have the ability to share it and speak on it. And my film, Fading Shadows, is just that, right? What I do is I express and I trigger emotions, right, from the heart, right? So this is a son where his father left at an early age, and the mom gets a phone call that the father's going to die, and she calls her son and says, hey, listen, I would like you to go and say goodbye to your father. And he says, no, no way. I'm not going to talk to him. But inevitably, all kids love their parents. They do. You know, I still love my parents. Even through the traumaticness that I went through, I still do. And so what I do is I do stories that trigger that emotion and makes you think, right, that even though things may seem or hard, they are hard, right, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And you have forgiveness, which truly is the key to the kingdom. And you were born with the you were born with the Cancer moon. And that piece in all of our chart that defines our purpose, the North Node in Cancer, right next to your moon, in the house of communication, where you were going to communicate this creatively through a higher octave of awareness. So, again, as above, so below. Everything that's happening now, and it's right on time. And may I say, you're just getting started as a director. And the film is absolutely brilliant. And please tell everyone where it's been screened. I know you've been at several film festivals. I believe you're going to be in Los Angeles, correct?
Well, yes. When I first came to Los Angeles, right, I worked security at a movie premiere at the Mann Chinese Theater.
Wow.
And I remember walking the celebrities, and I was like, you know what, one day I would love to be in a film that premieres at the Mann Theater. And tonight at 9:30, my movie that I did is going to be screening at a film festival at the Mann Theater. That's how powerful our charts can be.
Wow. Wow. I mean, can you imagine that willpower that is so pronounced and so profound, that metaphoric will that can move a glass of water on the kitchen table? It's beyond persistence. It's beyond wishing. It's tapping into your universal power, your power. And on this very special night, where, after so many years, from the very bottom, at the top. Because you know what? We never know the glory of the top until we've been in the deepest valley.
I agree completely.
And I hope my listeners are really tuned in to this very moving, very profound story. Very much speaks the language of astrology through the cycles, through enlightenment, through awareness. Gary, we're going to go to a commercial break. Could you please stick around for the last segment? And maybe we'll talk about relationships and love on the other side. How's that?
Absolutely. Perfect.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, GuidingPlanet.co. There you can book a 30- or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on GuidingPlanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Gaines with Astrological Perspectives and my special, special guest, Gary G, as we called him back in the day when Gary G and I, Gary used to host a exercise show back in the day in the 90s or late 90s, 2000. I was a guest. Well, we've gone through it, haven't we, Gary?
Yes, we have. KTLA Morning News.
KTLA, yes. So, tell me about relationships, because, you know, I don't want to get too personal, but it's something that through our discourse, as we've talked over the years, it's been a point of frustration for you. And I know that things, even when things, and I want to be clear to the audience, Gary, sometimes, many times, too many times, in our charts, there are open doors for change. There, you know, you look at the chart, it looks like a clock. Ultimately, it tells us what time it is. And with awareness, we walk through those open doors. When the doors are closed or we're going through challenging times, we tend to embrace that. But I want my listeners to be aware of those open doors. And I say that coming back to you, Gary, when the opportunity for maturity, for understanding what I need and what I want and how I want to be loved in your chart has come to the time of understanding and the promise to be loved.
Well, Daryl, I believe that every human being wants three things. They want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they want to be loved. But the irony of the whole thing is, in order to get those things right, you have to give them to yourself.
Amen.
And that's where, you know, my obstacle laid. Because I believe when you try to get somebody else to see you, hear you, and love you, you're putting a backpack of rocks on their back and putting the pressure, see me, hear me, love me, and you're not doing it yourself. So what I needed to do is I needed to do that for myself. And when that happened, right, there was no pressure point in getting it from someone else. And we talk about romantic relationships, but it's every relationship.
That's right.
I believe that, you know, in my spiritual compass book, I wrote something called the five C's. And the five
C's. By the way, may I stop you for 1 second?
Yes.
Please look up Spiritual Compass, not only on Instagram, but it's a wonderful novel written by Gary. So again, Spiritual Compass.
Another win. It's on Amazon Books. You could get it. But in my book, I write the five C's. And the five C's is for me to have a relationship with anyone. And those five C's is chemistry, because chemistry is undeniable. Why do you like the guy in the blue shirt and not the guy in the red shirt? Communication. The communication is so powerful. Explaining to the other person exactly what you want. What makes you happy. What makes them happy. The back and forth ability to communicate with each other about everything. Finances, sexual, the whole gamut. Number three is compatibility. You've got to have some sort of compatibility. Not being the same, right? Oh, we're both... No, but compatibility. I am a person that loves to exercise. I'm not going to go out with somebody that just wants to stay home and watch movies on the couch all day long and all night long. I mean, you had to have some sort of compatibility. Number four is consideration. You can't teach someone to be considerate. They either are or they're not. And the last one, which I think is completely important, is consistency. Consistency builds trust. I know that if I reach out to Daryl, that he will reach back out to me. That is consistency. I can trust that. It may not be when I want it, but I know that he will reach back to me. So having consistency. So I say all the time, you don't have to have my five C's. You can have five B's, five A's, five B's, whatever you want. But have at least a one out of what you want.
Yes. And because in many ways, you know, Aries is a very ego-driven sign. And then your moon in Cancer and your north node is in Cancer, which is very nurturing. And your ego sometimes is misplaced to take care of others, to entertain gatekeepers, so to speak. As we said, and we don't have to go down that road, but you know, there's also this element that is very strong in your chart of freedom, and perhaps that also has created a delay in relationships for you. But as I've told you, how are you ever going to be free until you fully commit? And
absolutely,
you have fully committed, and I'm so thrilled for you in your outer world and your inner world that you're living your astrological promise. You know, the ruler of your chart is Mercury. The ruler of your chart is Mercury because you're a Gemini rising. Wow. That ruler is placed right next to your sun in the 11th house, a higher octave of the mind, to speak to the masses through creativity, but also as a healer. And as with my first guest, Sonia, as a creative spiritualist, a healer. Your work, all of it, is a work of service, a work of bringing understanding and compassion. I'm just beyond thrilled and so proud of you.
Thank you.
And, you know,
Darryl, I'd like to also take time for your listeners to know just how profoundly and absolutely happy that our paths cross, because you are just a solid star in everybody's lives, right? And it's no wonder that it's called guiding planets, because you have absolutely helped so many people, including myself, and I am so proud to call you a friend and how we collaborate on many things. I really appreciate that.
Well, and I so appreciate that, Gary. You are a light, a true guiding light. And again, my listeners, look for Spiritual Compass on Amazon. Also, Gary's film is premiering tonight at the Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. This kid from Brooklyn. the film was shown in New York last month, wasn't it?
Yes.
So here you are, beyond your wildest. Kid, you're just getting started. So,
I didn't even dream that big.
Yes. Well, Gary, unfortunately, we have to close. I could talk with you forever, but I hope you can come back on the show, and I so look forward to your next project.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on your show, and continued success. I listen to it often.
Thank you, and I want everyone to sit tight. Astrologically, these next few months, perhaps challenging, but also the veil is coming off. There is such an opportunity for truth. And the truth is very liberating. And a free soul, nothing is impossible. So please, everyone, hold on. The future truly is so bright, our eyes should be burning. And on that note, I look forward to seeing everyone next month, the first Friday of the month, every month. So thank you. And don't forget guidingplanet.co to have a reading. Again, guidingplanet.co. Here's to a wonderful weekend. Here's to a wonderful eclipse on September 18th. Let's get started. Let's go.